The following program is brought to you in living color.
Let me show you how this is done. Hold the glass up and examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Now, stick your nose in it. Maybe some strawberry. Oh, there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
When do we drink it?
Now.
Mmm.
Are you chewing gum?
No.
Spit it out.
It's the Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time. WTSO.com. Now, here's that little old wine drinker herself, Laura Lawson.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all the glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We're your media resource about your wonderfully, hopefully getting close to thinking about beginning to commence to be harvested little grape. And speaking of beginning to commence, are we scratching the bottom of the barrel there, Kent?
What do you mean?
Little old, what even little was
old,
that?
Little old wine. Did you ever hear the Dean Martin song, That Little Old Wine Drinker Me?
Do I look old enough to have heard the Dean Martin song?
Thought maybe somewhere out
Do
of some radio.
Do you think maybe our listeners would have any clue
oh, they would
to that
know.
Reference?
Sure. Raise your hands. Come on,
yes,
everybody.
Right now. If you're driving or not, call us 877-4-CRUSH-1 and let us know if you recognize that reference.
That little old wine drinker me. Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you raise your hands if you actually enjoy Kent singing as well. Thank you for not changing the station. We do appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, today, we keep going over and over terminology. We've done three shows now where we've touched on terminology. And actually, what's it all leading to? Where are we all going? Why are we doing this? Because ultimately, here's my question for you. Why and who made wine complicated? Why do we have to have shows where we sit down and go over language and over terminology to really understand a naturally occurring beverage? Ultimately, we joke about this, but it can come down to wine can be made by elephants, literally. All it takes is them walking over some grapes and they're going to ferment. So at what point did it become complicated, and where did we decide that there had to be these necessary evils that would keep wine apart from the general populace and to make it difficult? I still don't understand that, but today we're going to look at the basics of it, and I am asking you, our listeners, to help me. I want you to help me define and explain to me why wine is difficult. Also, to help with that today, we have Mr. Frank Zoll. He is the winemaker of Zoll Cellars. And what's neat about Zoll Cellars is you can actually go make your own wine. So since we're going to discuss and really analyze the fact that wine is really, in concept, fairly easy, we figure that this will be a good show to tie everything together. All right, before I go down all those lines, of course, I have to do our wine recommendations for this week, and I have been in one of those moods. So you're getting two whites this week. There is no law that says I have to drink a red wine when it's 110 degrees outside. No arguing. Anyway, your
racist.
White wine. I am not a racist. I just have been hot.
I'm sorry.
And being hot lately means I want something cold. And if I want something cold, I'm going to drink white wine.
I gotcha.
Are you happy now?
I'm happy now.
Okay, a little cranky in there, by the way. All right. Spring Mountain Estate Sauvignon Blanc is one of your wine recommendations today. I actually put a lot of thought into this. We're doing two extremes. We're going to do one that tends to be a little more expensive and might be more difficult to find. We're going to do another wine that you can find pretty much anywhere. But this Spring Mountain Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc is absolutely outstanding. I think two reasons why I like it. Number one, it's 84% Sauvignon Blanc and 16% Semillon, so this is truly made in a Bordeaux style. So it's not overly acidic. It does not have that pink grapefruit in it. It does not have anything that's going to make you feel like you've puckered on a lemon. It's got a great nuttiness to it. It has a little bit of spice to it. For those of you who want to get really into it, you have the lychee nut. Yes, lychee nut is definitely in this wine. It has honeysuckle. It has great floral characteristics, and it's just lush. It's a sexy, big wine, and I like it because it's been aged surly. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking about Kent, was I? Kent's just surly. This was aged surly, S-U-R-L-I-E, which means that it was aged on the, well, for lack of a better term, it's been aged on the dead yeast. Yeast can only eat so much, and once they eat so much and the alcohol content gets so high, they just kind of turn over and croak. And once they croak, you can actually leave the wine aging on this dead yeast, and you wind up getting a little more creaminess, you get a little more extraction, you get a lot of little more of that nutty flavor.
Boy, last week cows and this week dead yeast.
Maybe there's a trend here. I don't know.
Maybe so.
I don't know. But anyway, they're like little Pac-Man. Didn't you see my little hand?
Yeah, I saw
describing. Your
little hand doing that. It's very good.
That
you
was my
look like a little video
hey,
game.
For all of you who want to pretend to know what yeast look like eating alcohol, take your hand, make it into a
make
sock pocket, and just have it talk. There, are you happy now?
I'm very happy.
So that's what I was doing. Anyway, to get back to the seriousness of this wine, Spring Mountain 2010 Estate Sauvignon Blanc is absolutely gorgeous. They've been making Sauvignon Blanc since 1993. I think they have it down. I think basically in 30 years, they perfected the recipe. They know what they're doing. For those of you who like Sauvignon Blanc, definitely go seek this one out. Be warned, there's only 1,000 cases made, so I'd suggest you try their website. The other wine I'm going to recommend today is not near as difficult to find, but it is as extracted. They do put time, they put effort into this, and you do get a great concentration. This wine is Chateau St. Michel Indian Wells 2010 Chardonnay. This comes, of course, out of Washington State. What I like about this is Bob Ritau, I think he forgets he's in Washington, and what he does is he lets the grapes speak for themselves. Because if I looked at you and I said I had great pineapple flavors, I had great brown sugar flavors, I had great tropical flavors, you would say, well, Laura, I didn't know you were drinking Santa Barbara Chardonnay. You certainly wouldn't expect it to be Washington State. But this is definitely Washington State. This is great with all kind of the end of the summer seafood. This just has enough oak on it to keep it balanced. But ultimately, it's rich. It's ripe. It is just absolutely lovely. So once again, it goes back into seasonality of the wine. It does have a little tarragon. It does have a little nuttiness. It has a little thyme. So it's not overly, I hate to use the word of saying it's not bright. No, I'm not saying it's a dumb wine, but ultimately it's starting to fit that transition period with the foods, with everything that's coming to table. This wine will blow you away. So Chateau St. Michel, Indian Wells, Chardonnay, you should be able to find that at any of your local mega marts, and it's definitely worth looking for. So again, even as I listen back to what I just described with my wine recommendations, you know, whether it was using the term surly, whether it was using the term oak, or however I looked at the yeast and the Pac-Man, again, I was speaking the own language. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, wine is simple. Wine should be simple. It is very easy to put together. But we have put it together on a pedestal, so to speak, that we do not get to really see it in its simplicity. And marketers know that, because before I really delve into the whole idea of wine is simple, I yet have another story I have to share with you. And this one bothered me, and I had to sit and think about it, but unfortunately it is true. And truly, this article is the impetus for this whole show. Fancy names can fool wine geeks into paying more for a bottle. Now, do you think that's true or fiction? Do you think the fancier the name on a bottle is, the more you expect it to be expensive?
I think that's very true.
Do you really?
I think so. I think when people hear a fancy name, something in their brain says, this costs more and I'm willing to pay it.
Why?
I think it's just because of the way we are in this culture. Fancier the name, I mean, look at restaurants. There's McDonald's. I don't expect to pay much there, but Chez Le Franc. I'm going to cough up some money.
All right. I kind of see your point. But what bothers me is the marketing companies now know it. And there have been studies done where they have plain simple names, Lawson Chardonnay or Chateau Kent. And it doesn't matter. They can put the same wine in both bottles. But the more complicated and the more difficult the name, people automatically ranked and expected to pay more for wines. So what all the great mass conglomerates are learning, that if they put a fancier name on it, they can get more money for it. Now, whether or not we've actually gotten the point where the same wine is going into a bottle as it's going into a box and they're charging different per ounce cost, I don't think we're there yet. But it does concern me that people think that the more difficult to pronounce, whether it's Pinot Noir versus Chardonnay, whether it's Blanc and Frankish versus Cabernet Franc. I don't really understand why it's there, but it kind of goes to the heart of what we're talking about today. The more difficult we make wine, the more we can charge for it. The more we can charge for it, the more it elevates itself to a luxury status. The more it elevates itself to a luxury status, the more that only the elite can afford it. Then all of a sudden, the next thing we know is that people are drinking wine so they can feel elitist. And I really hate how that paradigm often runs, but it does happen over and over and over again. And it's time to break the cycle. That is the heart of what we do at the Wine Crush, and I know I preach this in different forms and get on my soapboxes every other week, but ultimately it comes down to it. If I can see an article that by just saying I can make this wine sound difficult, I'm going to get more money out of you, this still is undermining the idea of a wine lifestyle. And don't think I've forgotten about investigating the wine lifestyle. I still want everyone's definition of a wine lifestyle. Email me, call me, smoke signal me, something, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Let me know what your idea of a wine lifestyle is so we can get that show built and you can help me define it. But in looking at a wine lifestyle at this point of view and looking at it from wine being simple and us having made it complex, we've made a wine lifestyle sound expensive. And a wine lifestyle should never be expensive, whether it's like our guest last week, Catherine Cole, was talking about being part of the great outdoors and being healthy. I don't want that to be an expensive lifestyle. If you're going to have a 600-bottle cellar that's built into the side of a cave, okay, I can see where you think your lifestyle is going to be expensive that way. But ultimately, it's a common beverage made in a common manner, in a very simple manner, so I don't understand why we have to make it difficult and why we can't look at it straightforward. Hey, we're going to take a break here on The Crush, but when we return, we will take your calls, your emails, and look at making wine simple.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Do you love discovering great wines and finding a great value at the same time? Then you need to discover Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out features great wines at 30 to 70% off. Wines Till Sold Out searches all over the world for the best wines. They buy exclusively for their members. It's free to join, shipping is included, and you'll find expert customer service if you ever decide you need it. There's a great offer waiting for you as we speak. Go to WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write down this number and act fast. We know that the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, three kids clubs, and more. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you this first cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee, and your cruise is free. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free.
Call 800-654-0468, 800-654-0468, 800-654-0468, or visit tvcruiseforfree.com, tvcruiseforfree.com.
How would you like to win all your groceries for a year absolutely free? You can, thanks to PRN, AARP, and Nationwide Insurance in the Win Groceries for a Year sweepstakes. It's easy to enter. Just go to goprn.com/fans, fill out the information, and soon we may be calling to tell you you've won free groceries for a year. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older, official rules online or by mail if requested. Win groceries for a year at goprn.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking.
Hmm.
You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're back with more of The Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we are taking a look at who made wine complicated and why is it complicated. And honestly, I don't have an answer for you. Yes, they say that any idiot, in fact, we compared it to the fact that an elephant could make wine. But ultimately, I know things can be deceptively simple. But like anything else in today's world, I went and I Googled how to make wine. And eHow put it very, very straightforwardly. And I just have to share this with you. Things you'll need to make wine. Grapes, sugar, yeast, a gallon jar, and a colored glass wine bottle. Now, okay, I get this. I keep preaching that nothing goes in wine but grapes. There's no water going in it. Basically, you could just stomp grapes with their sugar content. If they're ripe enough, you will actually have it. But I have to admit, when I went and I Googled how to make wine, I really thought I would get this 15-page, step-by-step, this is what you have to do, here's how you do it. Seriously, the article was small enough that I'm going to hit the high points and read it to you. 1. Mash grapes with your hand or a potato masher. There is no need to remove the skins. Do not be afraid to get your hands dirty. 2. Empty bowl of grapes into large gallon jar. It will work best if the container is glassed. 3. Add sugar to the jar and stir it till it dissolves. Then add yeast that's been dissolved in warm water. 4. Fill the remaining space of the jar with warm water up to 3/4 inches from the lid. 5. Cover jar with cheesecloth to ensure air can enter and fumes can escape. Place jar in warm place for 21 days. That's it.
That's making wine.
That's making wine.
All you do.
When it comes down to the heart and soul of what wine is, that's it. So when you look at those 5 steps and realize that every single one of us right now could run to our local grocery store and become vintners, what does that tell you? That we, as always, have made things a little bit more difficult than they need to be. Now, granted, do we necessarily want to drink the creation that we have just made in our bathtub or our creation that we've made in our kitchen sink using our potato masher? Honestly, I can say probably not. But by looking at a concept, it helps you to refine the idea that it doesn't matter what people are telling you at tastings. It doesn't matter what a bottle's saying. It doesn't matter anything from those perspectives. Ultimately, it's fruit, it's a jar, and it's yeast. So why we make this difficult on ourselves, I really, really don't know. Now here, this all ties together. I promise we'll get there. But what happened is we discussed wine and its plentifulness for the last 2 years. We've talked about all the new brands that are on the market, and we've talked about the people who've all decided that they're going to go make their own wine. Now, there was a company, I think we were fortunate enough to reference them on our website. I know that we had them on the show at one point. There's a company named Crushpad that, to me, was the most brilliant idea ever. What Crushpad offered was the ability for anybody, me, Kent, you, to make their own wine. You could actually go pick out your type of grapes. You could pick out your winemaker. You could pick out your style. You could pick out your oak. You could put it all together, and you could become a winemaker. And what's great is Crushpad did it so that whether I wanted to make my Christmas gifts or Kent wanted to corner the market in cheap Muscadet, anyone could do it. They provided everything for you, and right there you had your own wine. Now, what I find fascinating is they're going through some financial troubles right now. Crushpad may or may not be able to stay in the business. And I read something like that, and I'm just shocked. We talk about how easy wine is. Everybody wants to put their stamp on it. Everyone wants to make their own wine. Yet the people who are providing this to us are having a rough go of it right now. So which is it going to be, listeners? Are we going to look at this from the point of view that wine is simple, wine is easy, there's no need to really complicate the whole issue? Or are we going to look at it from the opposite side of it's so difficult that I'm going to let someone else do it for me? Because I think the wine world has gotten very, very diverse right now. It gives you any given opportunity. I think right now there's well over, I think we said 10,000 different varieties of wine on a common Mega Mart shelf. There's 10,000 different brands, 10,000 different options. Certainly, there's bound to be one of those you liked. Yet we still get in the frame of mind that we want to understand it well enough to make it. So what happens? Part of the cottage industry pops up to let you make your own wine. Now, when you have the opportunity to do so, you are not doing it. So where are we? What are your thoughts on this? Is wine really simple enough that you want to tackle it on your own? Or do you see the need for us to have the terminology and let experts take over? I keep finding emails and I keep getting phone calls where you are split on this, that either it's very easy or it's very difficult. I want a definitive answer. 877-4-CRUSH-1 or email me directly, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here, but when we return, we're going to have Mr. Frank Zoll, the winemaker from Zoll Cellars, join us, and perhaps he can enlighten us about making individuals wine. Great grape does not have to cost an arm and a leg. I want to tell all of my Wine Crush listeners about Wine Still Sold Out. Wine Still Sold Out offers great wines at 30 to 70% off. Go to WTSO.com now to see the current deal. Juicy reds, crisp whites, champagne, and of course, Chardonnay. Wine Still Sold Out has all of your favorite varietals and favorite vintages from around the world. Plus, shipping is always free, and you'll find unmatched customer service. WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
So, you're sitting in your car or truck in traffic, and it seems to be running fine right now. But how do you know it will tomorrow, this afternoon? Can you afford to miss that meeting or family event? Don't risk it. Z-Max it. Z-Max is the engine performance product that makes a good engine oil great and gives you the assurance your vehicle will keep running smooth and strong day after day, year after year. Why wouldn't you ride with Z-Max? Get Z-Max at your local retail parts store now or log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner near you. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes, between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a million-year-old beach? between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Right now, we have a lovely guest, Mr. Frank Zoll, the winemaker for Zoll Cellars, and perhaps he can assist us in the idea of each one of us making our own wine, and is it really that difficult? Frank, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, thank you. How you doing?
I am outstanding. How are you today?
Fantastic.
Okay, I'm feeling the enthusiasm. I know we're going to bond. We're just going to have a lot of fun today, aren't we?
You betcha.
All right. Hey, thank you for joining us. Today, so far, we have been discussing the idea of how wine is basic. Basically, it takes grape, sugar, and yeast, and past that, anyone can do it. And, of course, I know that something that Zoll Cellars does is you can make your own wine. But before we get down that road, why don't you tell our listeners, who is Frank Zoll? What is Zoll Cellars, and what else do you have to offer for all of our listeners?
Well, Frank Zoll, I wanted to make sure I could, put myself out there as a winemaker. So with a background that I have in food science, I was a pastry chef for about 10 years. So I have a lot of experience, working with food and then now working with grapes. And, really what I try to do is to highlight the local economy, highlighting the regions of New England where we can select, grapes from to, show people what we can do locally. My experience as a food engineer, being a pastry chef with food science, I mean, it is fairly simple what I do. I'm not reinventing the wheel here. Basically, with a simple high school chemistry background, most people can understand the concept of taking yeast, metabolizing sugar into alcohol, and then oak aging it or putting in stainless. We give people the option here, the opportunity to select grapes from anywhere around the world, because I think that going into 21st century winemaking, it's really interesting now that you can get grapes flown in from Italy and across the equator from Chile and Argentina. And, you know, I like to be able to just show people exactly what we can do as far as blending wines from, you know, region to region around the world. And I think it's just really a unique opportunity, you know, we have at this time to be able to have all this science and technology and, you know, produce available to us.
What made you decide to do this? What made you decide?
I decided to do this because after 10 years of, you know, working in the kitchens, you know, I worked at some nice places like the Ritz-Carlton in Boston and the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, Tavern on the Green, some large, large hotels where we cooked for thousands and thousands of people. You know, it was really nice doing that, but you never really get to see how, you know, the cook, you know, who makes all of this wonderful food, really doesn't get to appreciate how the people experience it on the front end, you know, while you're eating and drinking and having fun. But as a winemaker, I can actually get in front of my customers, you know, and engage their responses, see what they're interested in, take their feedback. And I think that's probably the best part about what I do currently.
Well, definitely. And you tie in so well today, because ultimately I've played around. I've made some wine, and I have a passion for it. I love it. Do I have the education to do it? Yes. Do I have the farming background to do it? No, probably not, as anyone who knows me will point out. But this is something, did you self-teach yourself? Did you go to school? Did you have a tutor? Or you just said, hey, I'm going to figure this out?
No, you know, I tell you, it took me about 10 years. I think I started out with a, you know, box wine kit with some juice and just tried to, you know, understand the principles. And, you know, I think a lot of people start that way. They want to make it a hobby, and you start with a few gallons, and then...
Did you blow anything up?
Not that bad. Nothing that we couldn't paint over.
Okay, there we go. Because no one learns how to make wine or beer without blowing something up. There's always damage to a ceiling, to a wall, or to a bathtub.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay.
No, you know, it took 10 years for me to figure out how to make it good. And, you know, now I just want to keep working with the best local fruit that I can get. I like just being a minimalist. You know, I don't like to over-manipulate things. I don't use, you know, x-rays to make my wine. I try to keep it simple. I mean, you know, people have been doing this for thousands of years. Why do I have to go reinvent the wheel, you know? Just have a little fun while we're doing it. You know, blending, I think, is the best thing that we have going for us right now, because, you know, right now I know people struggle with East Coast wines because they don't really think of us as a wine growing region. However, a lot of people in this area have been growing wine for over, you know, 30 or 40 years. So, you know, they're a testament to kind of what I'm doing. If they hadn't been doing it for so long, I really wouldn't be here. But now with technology at our hands, we can blend grapes from all over the world and make some really, really fantastic wine blends.
Well,
I think that's the strength that I'm trying to go after, you know, as a winemaker, because everyone, you know, region to region can grow Chardonnay and make Chardonnay and do it in similar styles or different styles. But I think it's the blends that are going to really capture people's attention.
What's your favorite blend to make?
Well, right now we have a blend that I'm really proud of. It's a blend of Cabernet, Malbec, Merlot, Zinfandel, Pinot Noir, and a little bit of Cab Franc. And that's basically a blend of New York grapes, Chilean grapes, and a little California this year.
So truly a melting
really
pot.
Nice. Yeah, essentially. And you know, I think that's just one of the greatest things that we have available to us, because the depth of flavor and the aromas that all these corners of the world bring to your glass, I think it's just really fantastic.
Well, see, this is something I went into a couple shows ago, talking about the fact that when it looked at reds, I think some of the best reds coming out of the United States now, period, are the ones where we aren't trying to single ourselves out by using Cabernet, using Merlot. It's making all the notes sound well together and putting them together in a blend, because it'll appeal to more senses and more palates. But doing something like you're doing, say I have Cabernet from California, I have Malbec from Argentina, I take Zinfandel from California, Pinot from Burgundy, Cabernet Franc from Chile. Sure. How do you label your wine?
Well, something like that, I think you know, you would have to use something a little bit more generic to the winemaker. You know, truth in labeling will keep us honest and come up
will
with
keep
blend.
Us legal,
and
yes.
And I think what you'll really see is that the labels might be a little vague But more so, you'll find a lot more detailed information on people's websites and tech sheets that'll be more specific vintage to vintage. And that just gives the winemakers and the wineries a little bit more flexibility to play around with different blends and to see, you know, what really grabs people's attention and what kind of, you know, layers of fruit and spice and chocolate in what percentages, you know, are received well.
Do you think we'll ever see a truly...
You're going to find that that's going to vary year to year, to tell you the truth.
Do you think we'll ever see a truly global wine?
I think you will. I think it'll take a little while for people to catch on to that concept, because there are a lot of traditionalists out there that want their wine from, you know, one region, you know, one place. But, you know, I think looking at this as a global economy, all of our parts, whatever we make up, come from all over the world. So I think it's only inevitable to start seeing more global blends, to tell you the truth.
I think we're going to have it. I'd like to dream of a Barossa Shiraz with a California Zin and a Rhone Syrah and see what that would be. Hey, Frank, we got to take a quick break right here. Do you mind hanging out while we go through some commercials?
That'd be fantastic.
Okay. Hey, just a few words from our sponsors, and when we return, we will look more into Frank Zoll and Zoll Cellars.
We'll have more of The Wine Crush, presented by WTSO.com.
Do you love discovering great wines and finding a great value at the same time? Then you need to discover Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out features great wines at 30 to 70% off. Wines Till Sold Out searches all over the world for the best wines. They buy exclusively for their members. It's free to join, shipping is included, and you'll find expert customer service if you ever decide you need it. There's a great offer waiting for you as we speak. Go to WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
How would you like to win all your groceries for a year absolutely free? You can, thanks to PRN, AARP, and Nationwide Insurance in the Win Groceries for a Year sweepstakes. It's easy to enter. Just go to goprn.com/fans, fill out the information, and soon we may be calling to tell you you've won free groceries for a year. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older, official rules online or by mail if requested. Win groceries for a year at goprn.com.
Mozartoasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush. Brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Right now we are online with Mr. Frank Zoll. Are you still here?
Yes, indeed.
All right. It's just easy to call you Zoll. You have that resonant voice. I know that's probably
name. It's gone with me thus far. I'm going to keep it.
I think it's probably a wise decision. It seems to have walked you this far. All right. So for our listeners, especially since we have a bulk of people on the East Coast, where are you? How do they come to you? And how do they make their wine?
So I'm in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, which is kind of more centrally located within the state. You can find all our information at zollwine.com. And private winemaking is going to start this September. So if you go on the website, you could find out the information about the varietals that we'll have available. But we are going to start hopefully bringing in Pinot Noir, maybe Pinot Gris. And then typically a little later in the season, we'll try to get some Riesling, some Chaminade, and some Cabernet Franc. And that's a variety of East Coast regional fruit from Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York. But I think it's going to be a really great season. The weather's been cooperating. It's been nice and dry, which is good for grapes. They might be a little stressed, but I'm sure they are very sweet. So we might get lucky and see an early harvest this year.
Well, everyone knows that stress adds to great things. The more stressed you are, the better the byproduct by the time it's all said and done. So everything that you're doing, you are going to use regional grapes. It's not, you aren't going to be flying in Pinot Grigio from Fruilli or anything like that.
No. It's all Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York grapes. And I grow one variety, Chaminade, myself here this year. And next year, we're actually going to be planting a larger vineyard because we've seen a pretty good demand from consumers at farmers markets and online sales. And the local restaurants and liquor stores are now starting to get on board with supporting a local farmer. So I think that this year we'll probably be able to make between 500 and 600 cases, same as what we did last year. And, with any luck, you'll be able to see us at the Big E in September and the Newport Mansions Food and Wine Festival later in September. And then we'll start all of our winemaking classes. So it should be a good season. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, no, it sounds like a lot of fun. And I have to admit, my curiosity is up. Say I came up to Zoll Cellars, and I'm like, okay, well, I want to make a Pinot Gris. Do you actually let me mess with the grapes, or are they already crushed? How does this work?
Oh, with the private winemaking, we let you select from grapes from, if you wanted to do an Italian wine, we can get grapes flown in. We can also get them from California, Oregon, Washington State. Now, the harvest dates will depend upon the grape ripening and transportation, how we get it here. But we bring in whole grapes for you. We'll bring in about 500 to 600 pounds of grapes. We'll figure out exactly what kind of wine style you want to make, if you want something heavily oaked or, something with a little spice. So we'll let you select the yeast strain, and then you'll actually be putting the grapes through the crusher. And
no Lucy and Ethel. No Lucy and Ethel moment. You don't actually have people jump up and down on the grapes. You actually put
it
into the
crusher.
If
you really want your grapes, I'll let you go have a little fun with it. But I know that modern technology has made things a lot easier and cleaner for us, so you don't have to go there if you don't want. But all in all, you'll come and do the crushing and the pressing, and then you can either let me do all the work or you can come by to see how it goes from barrel to barrel, from process to process. And then you'll be able to bottle all of your wine, either 6 months or 12 months, whatever you decide you want to bottle it. It's really your private label, which I think is just so unique.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small barrel that we're letting people make. 500 to 600 gallons will make about a 25 to 30 gallon barrel, which will yield you roughly about 10 cases of wine. And the reason I did it is because it's the average wine consumption for a couple. If you and your partner were to have a glass of wine with dinner every night, within a month's time, you'd go through about a case. And that's just, average healthy wine consumption.
Just a case a month?
Approximately.
Boy, I'm skewing the average for you, Frank. There's no two ways about it. I definitely skew that average. All right, got to ask you this question. Now, I'm not looking to name names, but have you had people that come up to make their own wine and you just shake your head because you know that they're doing it so badly that it's going to be awful? Do you intervene and try and help, or you just let them wreck the train themselves?
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of people have different wine styles that they prefer. I know there's plenty of people out there making homemade wine. They'll use some Concord grapes or whatever they can get their hands on, really. And they'll make something that's, a little bit tart and a little bit sweet. And if that's what they like, God love them. Go enjoy it. You're having fun making it. As long as you like drinking it, go to it. But I will tell you, there are people out there that I would like to help that are making wine that's just sort of middle of the road, it's not, you're not, they're not in love with it. We're not in love with it. And they want to make it better. And those are the kinds of people that we can help. And really, it's just about understanding the wine science for most individuals. You know, it's just being able to test your pH to know how much sulfur your wine needs to, you know, keep preserved is really half of the battle. Because too often people come, they don't measure things, they don't know what the alcohol and the pH and the acidity is, and they don't know how much sulfur is required to keep that wine preserved so that they can, if they enjoy it, you know, have it for a year or two. And it's not make it in the fall, drink it by summer, which is commonly what you see with a lot of winemakers that are starting out, you know.
Come on, go ahead, admit it. There have been a couple you just wanted to stuff in their own barrels.
Yeah, there's a couple people. I will say that, you know, when they get talking about how passionate they are about their wine, and then you try it, it's not quite all they, you know, hype it up to be. It leads you to wonder, you know, where did they go wrong? You know, where can they improve? And as a chef, for me, you know, I always want to improve. I always want to make the best thing that I can make. Year after year, fortunately, we've been getting better with our wine. So I'm really happy. I've been at it for 12 years now.
All right. So you've got a good foundation. You have a great idea. So quick yes or no before we end this. Can anyone make wine?
Yes.
All right. That's what we wanted to hear. Well, Frank, we will have a link to your website on our website so people who are interested can come visit you and hopefully make their own wine and, of course, enjoy some of yours. So thank you very much for being part of the Crush. And who knows, I may show up on your doorstep one day and we can have a little bit of fun.
Oh, we'd love to have you. Thanks so much.
Okay. Hey, listen, we're going to wrap the Crush up right now, but when we return, we will take a look at what's coming up on future shows and, of course, recap the exciting show we've had today.
Stay with us for more of the Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Great grape does not have to cost an arm and a leg. I want to tell all of my Wine Crush listeners about Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out offers great wines at 30 to 70% off. Just go to WTSO.com now to see the current deal. Juicy reds, crisp whites, champagne, and of course my all-time favorite, Chardonnay. Buy a few bottles or stock up for your next party. Wine Still Sold Out has all of your favorite varietals and favorite vintages from around the world. Plus, shipping is always free and you'll find unmatched customer service. That's WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-1639. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
Hear that? That's an engine running with Z-Max. Z-Max delivers ultimate engine performance you can hear and feel every time you drive. With Z-Max in your tank, you'll experience a smoother running, more powerful, better protected engine. And you'll see big savings from improved gas mileage. Take it from Max. Nothing works like Z-Max. Log on to ZMAX.com today and find the Z-Max retail performance partner near you.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-ya! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Now it's more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush, and that was Frank Zoll of Zoll Cellars joining us today to really reinforce the idea that anyone can make wine. I feel bad we didn't get a chance really to discuss Frank, his own wine style and what he's doing in his own cellars, but I find it fascinating that it goes hand in hand with what we discussed today. Frank admitted it. We've said it. Anybody can make wine. You have great facilities, whether it's Crush Pad on the West Coast. We have Frank Zoll on the East Coast that are going to let you come in. They're going to let you make the decisions and trial and error your way into what you think you want in a bottle or a glass of wine. Of course, you can do this at home. You can do it on its own. So you look at this, and the idea of a wine culture around you is truly pervasive. It does not take multi-million dollars to get into this business. It does not take a PhD to get into this business. Anybody can make their own wine. So it goes back to it. Since we have made wine easy and anyone can do it, is this something that people ought to be doing? Is this something that we ought to make our own wine? Is it something that we ought to make as difficult as we've made it? I really, really feel passionate about this, and this is something I really want to hear from you about. I find myself in cycles over and over again trying to explain wine and explain how it's not elitist and it's not out of your reach and it can be a part of everyday life. And yet every time I turn around, someone's trying to make this complicated. Ultimately, go back to what we said about eHow. You can go online. If you have grapes, sugar, water, yeast, and a glass container, you can do this on your own. And perhaps that might be a recommendation I'm going to make and where I'm going to close today's show. For those of you who are learning about wine, for those of you who are passionate about it, why don't you give it a shot? It'll teach you two things. One, it will give you a common ground to understand that this is a beverage that can be made. It is something that is not overly difficult. On the flip side of it, it will help you develop an appreciation for the people who do make it, who make it well, and who make their living out of it. Because it doesn't matter whether we have Chardonnay grapes and the finest Dijon clones and the best yeast, no matter what we make in our bathtub, it's not going to be 100-point Chardonnay. So let's use this experiment to find a balance. Do we make it too difficult? Yes. But does it warrant being as easy as we're discussing today? Probably not. So this is where I want to leave you. Let me know how your experiments work, 877-4-CRUSH-1. As always, here on The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.